more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 7th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Mike Schultz is here, the movie critic for the River City's Reader, and he joins us here live in studio on Fridays to talk about the movies that he has been subjected to.
That's an excellent way of putting it.
Fright Night was one that you saw?
Fright Night was one I saw.
And you didn't hate it?
No.
You didn't love it?
But you didn't I didn't like it. I didn't hate it.
I read on your review that Chris Sarandon shows up.
Chris Sarandon shows up. Yeah. That was pretty great. Yeah. That was a nice little treat. All the actors actually are quite good in it, but it's just, you know, it's just it's very professionally done version of a stupid movie that there's no reason to see. It's just every scene is just like, okay, that was that, and I shrug my shoulders at the whole thing. The biggest problem with it though, if you have to see this movie, do not see it in 3D. Perhaps the worst 3D movie I've seen yet, because, you know, it instantly dims, of course, whatever you're looking at. But a vampire movie is all in the freaking dark anyway.
Right. Right.
And so there are literally scenes in this thing where people are holding like specific props and you can't see what it is they're holding. They're talking about, I'll kill you with this thing. And you're staring going, well, what has he got?
I can't quite tell.
I actually watched numerous scenes with my glasses off because at least I could. Yeah. I could see people walk. I could see people moving on screen. It was unbearable. It was so bad.
Yeah.
But it's got cool people in it. I mean, Colin Farrell's pretty funny. David Tennant is really funny. Christopher Mintz-Plasse. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Plasse?
Whatever.
Yeah. McLovin.
McLovin is fantastic. So, yeah, it's well done, but
What's Michael Sarandon doing these days?
Michael Sarandon?
Yeah.
Who's he?
Chris Sarandon?
Chris Sarandon, you mean?
No, wasn't there a Michael Sarandon or two?
Michael Landon. He's dead.
No.
He's not doing much.
Michael Sarandon.
Chris Michael Sarandon. Sarandon. I don't know.
I don't know who you're thinking of.
Susan. But
who's the guy that was in the...
Who's the guy that was topless in Atlantic City? That was Susan Sarandon.
No.
Michael...
Who was the one that was in They Shoot Horses, Don't They? And the reincarnation of Peter Proud.
Oh, man.
And I think he was also in the Frankenstein movie.
There's a Sarazen, isn't there? Isn't there a
Michael Sarazen? Something? Is that who I'm thinking of?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Regardless.
Yeah.
When are they
gonna... Now I'm dying.
Yeah. Is it Michael Sarazen? Might be Michael Sarazen.
No, that doesn't sound right either, though.
It's not either? That's not it either?
I truly don't know.
David Stratharin?
Who are
you?
No. Okay.
I don't know.
Peter...
Yeah, you're thinking of Michael Sarazen.
Michael Sarazen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael Sarazen's who you're thinking of.
Okay. Hmm.
He's dead, too.
He's dead?
Yeah. Died in April of this year.
Well, there goes the reincarnation of Peter Proud.
He was the guy that was... He was also a Frankenstein.
He was in the Frankenstein
story. He was originally cast as Joe Buck in Midnight Cowboy.
Was he? Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay.
And he wasn't able to get released from a prior contract, so they gave it to John Voight.
Ah, the rest is history.
And there's that.
Now we have Angelina Jolie.
This is how bad the movies were. We're talking about...
This is so much more interesting than Fright Night.
Character actor from the 70s.
A Canadian character actor. Who, by the way, was in a relationship with Jacqueline Bisset for 14 years.
Goodness.
That's not the worst idea.
He met her while filming the drama The Sweet Ride back in 68, and I bet it was. Jackie Bisset in 68, sign me up.
Listen, I got a title for my next
Good
project.
Good Lord.
It just came to me.
That'll work. All right, so what else
anyway,
did you say?
Fright Night was no good. And I've been so busy last week. I didn't see Conan, which I should have, but maybe I'll get to it. I don't feel like I need to.
I heard you don't need to.
Yeah, and I skipped Spy Kids because, you know, life is too freaking short.
Well, you said you were going to.
So I did, though, see One Day with Anne Hathaway and Jim Sturgess.
Yeah, right.
We're living one day each year.
Your
over
problem with the movie was
years.
That it should have been Casey Mulligan or whatever her name is.
Carey Mulligan, yeah, would have been nice.
Yeah.
But because Anne Hathaway, we listened to that clip last week. Oh, yeah, that accent is terrible. It's really bad. The whole way through.
Yeah.
So is Patricia Clarkson's, her mom. And she's great normally, but as a Brit, no,
not buying it.
No, but really, they go through one day of every year for 23 years. And by the mid 90s, you're going, oh, sweet Lord God, are we going all the way to 2011? Yeah, we do. And it's a little bit too precious. You know, it's just like, okay, you get it within the first couple of years, what's going on here. And, you know, it's just a little convenient. All these momentous, there's like two weddings, there's like two deaths, babies are born. And it's
on those days.
All on those days.
Yeah.
And you're like, really? Is that possible? Now, I guess
there's not a day where they just hang out on the couch?
Actually, there are a few. There are a couple. I mean, there's like one year that passes by, like Anne Hathaway leaps into a pool and they say 1995 and then... like 2 seconds later, it's 1996. And it was like, okay, thank you. Yeah. That was good. That was nice. Could have used more of those.
That's kind of how my 95 went, too. It just kind of
went in the pool and don't remember the rest.
Yeah.
So it was weak. Yeah, didn't like it.
That's because he hit his head on a diving board in 95.
Opening in theaters today. And by the way, we should mention this segment is brought to us by Rave Motion Pictures.
Yeah, visit their website, ravemotionpictures.com, for show times, and you'll receive them just like I did today. All digital pictures of more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soda pop, and of course they have the IMAX.
I'm really looking forward to this one because it's Paul Rudd in a movie called Our Idiot Brother.
Yeah, previews are good. Yeah, it looks
when
fun.
He plays dumb, it's good times.
It looks like 2 hours of Kunu from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Okay.
And he's Kunu.
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what it looks like to me. I'm on board with that. Yeah, that's okay.
I don't like you anymore. You smell like burgers.
What's wrong with that?
That's right. I'm going to write this in my gurnal. Anyway, he plays the idiot brother. He stars as that one sibling who's always just a little bit behind the curve when it comes to getting his life together. In this clip, he's selling dope to a uniformed cop.
Listen, Ned, you wouldn't happen to know where I can get some, you know what I mean?
What?
Roll it up. Toke it up.
Do it up.
Mary Jane?
You know, officer, even if I did, do you really think I'd tell you?
You're right. Sorry.
It's been a hard week. Yeah? Here you go, officer. Have some rhubarb.
Hey, thanks, man. You're under arrest. Really?
Oh,
got suckered into that pretty easily,
you
didn't
did.
You? Mm. That's Our Idiot Brother. Not loving that clip.
No. The
love
the touching,
down
yeah,
the
plinky plunky indie music got me a little bit down by the end, but yeah. All right.
Well,
that's
I'm sure,
okay.
It's, I'm sure it's better than
it's
that.
All that insufferable college rock.
I'm sure.
Kids today.
Yeah.
They're acoustic guitars.
Also opening today, we've got Colombiana.
Sure. Yeah, like I said off air, I don't know what this is.
Zoe Saldana is that how you pronounce her name?
Zoe Saldana?
Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
A professional killer focused on her ultimate goal to hunt down the mobster responsible for the murder of her parents. Here's a little bit of the trailer from Colombiana in theaters today.
Who are you?
Not from the service.
There's 22 murders in the last 4 years.
I'm doing this my way.
Why?
You know why.
She's going after us. She's just a girl. Take care of it.
I don't know if something or someone hurt you before.
Find her! Look everywhere!
I will not stop until you feel what I felt all these years.
Wow.
Hmm. Okay.
I like that.
Pass.
I will not go. I will not go. See this crappy movie.
Yeah. Luc Besson, you said, directed this one?
I will look, yeah, I will look to Twitter to see what Schultz thinks of it.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm going to keep that as a little drop.
That's a good one.
It's insisting on itself, isn't it? And finally, in theaters today, we have Don't Be...
He knows that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. A young girl inadvertently unleashes a rare race of ancient monsters while exploring her father's 19th century mansion.
Oh, boy.
Now, this is a remake, right?
Of a TV movie, I guess, from the early 70s that's supposed to be...
Really
scary.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if I've seen this or not. Wouldn't have seen it since the mid-70s.
Well, this sounds like it might be right up your alley.
She let some monsters loose?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Dumb kid.
That's a mess.
Yeah, I'm going to get grounded.
Sally, what do you think?
We worked really hard to get her ready.
This house is unsafe for a child.
Wait. Who are you?
Sally!
Why was that room sealed up? Something terrible happened in that basement.
Get her out of the house.
What are you?
What are we?
Hungry.
so my actor's dream to do the get her out of the house someday. Figure I got a couple more decades of character roles ahead of me, but I'm doing that someday.
Written and produced by that Guillermo del Toro, so
yeah,
you could
so
be in for a real treat.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of the Hellboy movies, but they're okay, and I love Pan's Labyrinth.
That was good.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, a remake of the 1973 ABC made-for-television horror film.
Okay.
We're hungry. Bring us some snacks. They're like little goblins, right?
Yeah, they're like little scary goblins.
Sandwich wouldn't kill us.
You know what movie I almost want them to remake from the early 70s? That one with Karen Black and that little doll.
Not Devil Doll. What was that called?
Was it called Devil Doll or something?
Where she just keeps throwing it on the wall and it keeps coming after her?
And he just keeps cackling. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Is that the one from, what was it?
Trilogy of Terror?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
She's in all three, though.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. I don't remember anything about the other two, but that one
Trilogy of Terror.
Ass.
I'm thinking of
that was always on Channel 50 growing up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what it was? Okay.
WPWR.
I remember my friends and I would watch that every single time it came on. That was crazy.
You know what else is scary is, remember Magic with
Anthony Hopkins?
Where the dummy comes to life murdering people?
There was an episode of The Night Gallery where this guy gets sent a nutcracker that ends up attacking him.
Okay.
Which was pretty good.
See, I'm on board with that. I'm on board with
little dolls that attack.
They scare me. Yeah. I think that's great. Poltergeist, best thing about that movie? Freaking clown.
Leprechaun.
Freaking clown doll, you know? Leprechaun.
Chucky.
Yes. Yeah. Dolls that come
to life.
Seriously,
it's a good genre.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad.
All right. Well, okay, that doesn't look terrible, and the Paul Rudd thing looks promising-ish.
It's directed by Troy Nixie, who is a comic book artist.
Okay.
So that could be good or bad.
Yeah, we'll see.
You could hit 500 this week.
I could, yeah.
I'm telling you, Guy Pearce is in it as the dad.
Oh, that's good.
I got a feeling
who's
you're going to
like
this
that?
One.
That's somebody I know.
The girlfriend is played by Katie Holmes, so that's kind of...
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a while since I've seen her in anything. That'll be at least be interesting to see what she's up to. Yeah.
She's just awful.
She is just awful.
Ugh.
Yeah, not much to be done
just
there. Tall gal.
Off-putting. But, yeah. She's not tall. She married a midget.
She's not that tall.
I thought she was really tall.
No,
isn't she like 6 foot tall?
No.
I mean, I know he's short. I thought she was tall.
She's probably like 5'7".
I just watched
Go
again a few weeks back. And
that's
a great movie.
Yeah,
but she seemed pretty damn towering in that. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, next to Scott Wolf, anyone's
tall. That's so true. Yeah,
she surrounds herself with midgets.
Okay.
He's Mike Schultz. He's off to the movies. Readers Reviews online at rcreader.com. Also, the food and wine issue is on stands, and
tis,
and that's really well done.
Good, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah,
it's a cool piece of
check
work.
Check that out wherever you can get the River City Reader.
Next week is the big old fall guide, by the way, the humongous 80,000 page edition of everything that's going on in the Quad Cities.
You guys have been busy down there.
Hence my busyness and no Conan.
Roger,
yeah, absolutely.
All right, Mike. Good luck at the movies.
Thank
We're
you.
Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 105.